The legendary NFL quarterback Joe Montana throwing out the first pitch in San Francisco as the Dodgers try to end their skid against the Giants, and Clayton Kershaw needs some help from his offense.
3-1 is right down the middle, and Utley launches it to deep right field. This one is headed for San Francisco Bay into the water. Tie game, 1-1. Cueto on a 3-1 count. He literally threw that pitch right down the middle. Fourth. The 3-2 is hit to left center field and well hit. Slater moving back. Slater watching it. It is off the wall. Hernandez plays the carom. In to score Taylor. Around third and coming in to score is Bellinger. Puig into second with a double. 4-1 Dodgers. Dodgers foil the strategy to pitch around Bellinger. That intentional walk turns into a run. Puig with the two-run double.
He sets. 3-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. That was a nasty cutter down below the knees. It would have been ball four if he had not swung at it. And Hundley walks away from the plate, shaking his head. Reaches his hands high over his head, then sets above the belt. Throws. Curveball, struck him out swinging. Ball blocked by Grandal. He steps on home plate for the force out. And the inning is over. Talking about Law, he likes what he's seen from Law here lately. 2-1 pitch. Curveball is a fly ball into the gap, left center field. That ball is going to get down for a hit and roll to the wall. Coming around third is Taylor. He's going to score. It's a double for Turner. He of the great arm. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. The high cutter put him away on three pitches, and the ball game is over. The Dodgers have ended their 11-game losing streak.
5-3, Los Angeles is your final. The Dodgers snap their 11-game losing streak. With the victory, Los Angeles wraps up a 2017 postseason berth, and Clayton Kershaw is now tied for the Major League lead with 17 wins on the year. The Giants do not make it easy on their division rivals, but they still fall short on Tuesday. They are now 57-90 on the year. Here's their manager, Bruce Bochy.
I didn't talk to either one yet. I usually wait till the next day and find out, but it looked like Slater lost the ball in the lights. I don't know about the other one. I think Hunter might have thought panic was camped under it. But it's a tough night for Johnny. Defense was not there, and you're going against one of the elite pitchers in the game. Somebody as good as Kershaw. I mean, you got to play your best ball, and we didn't do that. But we tried. We came back. A lot of good things happened despite some mistakes we made, including what happened there in the ninth inning. We just came up short.
What were your thoughts on Johnny tonight?
Johnny actually was pretty good. I did. His pitch count cut out with him, but, a lot of that was, a little lack of defense, some mistakes that we made. But, I thought he battled well. I thought he had good movement on the fastball, had a good changeup and slider. He just had to work extra hard, and it's a lot of pitches. He walked a couple guys there the one inning. That's unlike Johnny, but overall, I thought the stuff was pretty good.
Bruce, of course, nobody likes to lose unless Wednesday night at the defeat, but could you talk a little bit about the competitiveness of your team coming on to the last inning there with bases loaded?
Yeah, and I was talking about that. A lot of good things happened. How we battled back, we got within a run. Unfortunately, we gave one back there late, but, to get the bases loaded, we had, our guys up there, and, you face them. One of the best closers in the game, so you have your work cut out there. But just how they battle competed, that's what you want to see. I talked about this last night. That's a tough night. And we played well, won the ball game, and they tried to pull it out tonight. And we had some good at-bats. I mean, we had some hits. And, they made a good throw at home there. We just came up a little bit short there and, had our four or five hole hitters up. And, their guy is – he's that good, though. He can get a strikeout when he needs it.
What do you think of Collinson hitting
Kershaw. Yeah, Tommy. It was a little bit of Tommy ball tonight, we call it. Hit a home run, another big base hit, made a great play up the middle. The one play there at third. The throw was just a little offline. He really had him, but he threw a little too far left of the bag where we could get Kershaw, and that would have been a big play. It turned out to be a play that probably ended up hurting us, opened up the floodgates there for a four-run inning, and, that hurt us and ended up being a difference in the ball game. But as far as Tommy's game, it well-played game, good at bats, and like I said, made some good plays.
Nevin sending Hundley there, did Hundley pick it up right away, or was it just a matter of being aggressive with two outs?
Yeah, their guy made a great throw. Yeah, it's a case where you're two outs, you're figuring you're not going to get a lot of hits off of Kershaw. It's an aggressive move.
Bruce, could you talk a little bit about the job of your young guns there at throwing shutout innings in their first game in AT&T, Reyes Moronta and Roberto Gomez?
Yeah, both of them did a nice job, didn't they? This is a game that they get tested in. I mean, you're in the major leagues when, you're playing this type of game, this atmosphere, the Giants and the Dodgers, and so I'm sure they felt it. And this is a great experience for them. I thought they handled it well, gave us a couple shutout innings.
The Giants can still salvage a series win on Wednesday night when Matt Moore makes the start.